The Institute of Contemporary Art in West Philadelphia has opened a new set of exhibitions, including a newly commissioned work by prominent artists. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Kearns reports that the Institute asked artists to do things they've never done before.
One of the curators at the Institute of Contemporary Art at Penn noticed that local artists were gaining national prominence, but not necessarily for their most interesting work. For example, Jason Musson, a Tyler School of Art alumni, has long been working with printed text and textiles, but he used to be in a hip-hop band called Plastic Little.
Then do the Harlem Shake, 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 shake.
Which was sampled by DJ Bauer for this song. Then do the Harlem Shake. The Institute asked Musson to collaborate with Alex DeCorta. He's an installation artist who has dabbled a little bit in online videos, but here he went beyond his normal practice to create a four-channel video, 2 hours long, projected simultaneously on four screens. Musson wrote the text.
We agreed to do something here, but what that something was going to be, we had no clue. It was just a work-based in video for Alex and work-based in writing for me, but we had no idea what it could have been.
The result is Eastern Sports. It's a non-linear series of scenes where actors perform different stages of desire. All the sequences are screened at half speed, so the action slows to a crawl. DeCorta says it can be challenging to watch.
Not necessarily wholly trying to alienate the viewer, but it is testing people's patience, prompting people to look and look again and look again, which isn't something that we do often because everybody's on full speed, you know, which is super speed these days.
DeCorta says the video was inspired in part by Our Town, the classic American play about the values of a simple town. That playwright, Thornton Wilder, wrote it with an aggressively minimalist set. The actors in Eastern Sports emote through their relationships with abstracted objects, and the spectators are challenged to follow the action without the benefit of a storyline. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.